I wish you were a beer. The thirsty wanna drink. You wish I wasn't here. You're scared because I think. You wish I wasn't here. Cause I'm your missing link.
Well, beer taking up room is gas.
making more room for beer.
It's a never-ending delicious cycle.
What the fuck?
Welcome to the Geek Out Here. This is Mario.
Miles.
Anderson.
This is Lush.
So I caught up on that Philip DeFranco thing.
Yeah, I want to talk about that
the
shit,
whole family
actually.
Shit.
The daddy of five.
Yo. Now you get what I was talking about?
Yeah. I already saw it. I already knew about it.
Well, Vargo, I was explaining to Vargo, and he's like, Anderson, what the fuck are you talking about?
You know what the real shit thing is? Is that he has another channel, and it's called Daddy of Five Gaming. And he does Let's Plays and everything like that. I was pissed.
Is that where he slaps his kids for picking up the controller?
I don't know. Probably.
Achievements.
Here's the rule. Every time I get an achievement, I get to slap the shit out of you, okay?
Dude, seriously, I hope that guy...
That's your sister. You don't hit girls, but she's different.
What? Yeah, I saw that, and I was just like,
no. That's not how fathering works.
Did you hear about how he blamed DeFranco?
I watched the video.
That was fucking shocking. Yeah. I'm sitting there,
this
I was like,
guy,
that's when you
this
know.
This guy, DeFranco, I'm like, yeah, he only has, like, you know, millions of views compared to you.
How did you get a fucking YouTube channel is my question.
Excuse me.
Because he's like, can I have a YouTube channel?
But no, the Daddy of Five thing, oh my god.
Even
I have never, ever been so pissed in my
even
life.
Even Ozzyman did a review on it.
On Daddy of Five?
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah, he was like, you know, good on DeFranco and yada yada yada.
Well, so did I
was like, holy shit.
Who was that big?
It's like, Ozzyman doesn't come out with any kind of, like, serious shit. And
did he really?
Yeah.
I gotta see that.
He's like, one or two times a year, I'll go into some sort of critical analysis.
Oh, yeah, when she was like, somebody tried to run us off the road, bullshit. I call bullshit that ever even happened. I'm gonna go out and straight and say she's a fucking liar.
Well, look
I
what
bet
the,
you
wait,
that
look
never
what
fucking happened.
Look what they do to their kids. Like, I mean, seriously,
kids are
I have
to go
okay.
Outside.
So here's the
your
thing.
Kids are afraid to go outside because people will say your dad's an abusive piece of shit
and your mom. I'm sorry. That bitch is nowhere near.
Like, I'm all for it. Don't get me wrong. Like, I'm all for, you know,
joking around
with your family and pulling small pranks on your kids.
Okay, so
not
like,
to the point where your child breaks down crying.
Or gets
because
abused.
They can't defend themselves.
Well, like my biggest thing is like I
that's
pulled a,
fucked up.
Like I pulled a prank on the kids once. Like it was a snow day and I picked them up really quick and got them all dressed and got them outside halfway to the car and then I told them, oh no, go ahead, go back in and go to bed.
Yeah, that doesn't mentally scar them.
Yeah,
for
that
life.
Doesn't mentally scar them for fucking life. And then I don't have my fucking daughter sitting on a toilet telling me how she hates everything and why do I do this to her. You know, that kid, Cody, is the youngest.
Yeah.
I feel so sorry for that kid. That kid's going to grow up with so many problems because of
dude,
that family.
All of them are.
Is, yeah. But it's just, it's astonishing to
yeah,
me.
No parent
that he would seriously sat there. Because actually what got me even more pissed off was the fact that he's like, well, it's fake. It's all scripted.
Yeah, my
so
ass.
What's that tell well, you?
First, it
so
was,
if it's
first it was just... slightly exaggerated,
right?
And then it became
fully
yeah, it's
scripted.
Fake. It's scripted.
But what's that even tell you then? You just literally made
videos,
your you just literally made your entire argument worse.
Yeah.
Because now you're saying you have this planned out. Like you are literally thinking about okay, well after this prank, I'm gonna have my other son hit him, and then I'm gonna kick him.
Yeah, I mean,
and then I'm gonna throw him up against a bookshelf.
I'm gonna have my son. You know, throw the youngest kid over his fucking body and body
did you
slam
see
him
that?
On the fucking ground.
He's lucky
like,
he did not break
I don't
his
care,
neck.
I don't care what like, who you are. You, as a parent, you never let your kids beat the shit out of each other and just watch them. Like, the only time I've ever seen that is, like, in tournament play.
That
like,
kid
as in,
like
actual fighting tournament.
Yeah,
tournaments.
He looked
that's
like
where
he...
it's, yeah, it's regulated by a ref. It's not you just sitting there going, yeah, body slam the shit out of him, kick him, beat
he
him while he's down.
I seriously was surprised he got up. Because the way he landed, he could have broken his neck.
Oh, I thought he landed on his head at first.
He did. He landed on his head and shoulder from what it looked like. But I'm sorry. Up. If you...
And sitting there talking to your kids, are we abusing you? Why? Because they're afraid of you. They're not going to sit there and be honest. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah. My thing is the fact that he comes out and he has got this own company and he's about gaming and everything. I can tell you right now, the rest of the gaming community, you are fucking... You're toast.
Can't say over.
Can't even spell the accusation.
Accusation.
Yeah, it's like acquitization.
But here's the thing. Like, he's coming out and he says he's this big gamer and he does Let's Plays and everything like that. I'll tell you right now, the gaming community is nowhere near going to be putting up with your shit anymore. Like, you are fucking done. You might as well just pack shop and go the fuck away.
There'll still be plenty of people that watch it.
The problem is like, his rating, their views and everything were still nailing their marks and going up. What does that tell you about the people who are watching this shit?
What does that tell you about just the rest of the YouTube community? I mean, when somebody finds out that somebody's being beheaded live on YouTube, they all go and watch it.
Yeah.
I don't want to see that shit. That's fucking horrifying.
I told my kids, if I even caught them watching that Daddy of Five shit, you're grounded. Like, I'm removing your YouTube and everything.
But the thing is like you know, people are fucking scumbags and people are fucking stupid. They'll watch things when they're told, don't watch this, for morality issues. People will go and do it.
Yeah. And they might watch it to, you know, get the full story, too.
And that's true.
You gotta
factor in there's probably a lot of people that heard the accusation and decided to watch the videos themselves.
And I don't know who it was that helped out DeFranco.
I didn't. I take DeFranco's word on a lot of things.
Oh, yeah, I do, too.
You know, DeFranco is a research
done. I've never heard of him lying to me.
Yeah.
I mean, I gotta give props to whoever helped out DeFranco get all those videos saved before they deleted all of them. Huh? Yeah.
It's his research team.
No, it was an outsider. One of his fans did a big, huge research on it and everything, and I guess the guy was starting, the dude from Daddy If I, oh, whatever, the fucking scumbag. I guess him and his wife started deleting the videos. Well, the guy went in and saved every fucking video
they were posted.
And he extracted them, put them on a hard drive or something, and then reposted them to the internet.
Yeah.
So, and I mean... I mean, good on DeFranco for totally exposing that shit and just calling this motherfucker out. And I would love to see this guy try to sue DeFranco and go to court with this. Because he will just get fucking annihilated. Because all he's going to be doing is literally present... They literally have video evidence.
The thing that's crazy is, like, they've been reported for this shit for child abuse.
And the parent, and I guess the child services
and
never
services
seen the videos?
Never watched the videos or anything like that. It's like,
they didn't even know about it.
They didn't even know about them. Like, why do you think you were fucking told that these people were probably abusing their kids? You think this person had no fucking proof whatsoever?
Well, then all the...
And when they gave you a YouTube link, did you just fucking ignore it and say, oh, I don't need to look at that?
All the paperwork that came out of the woodwork over his
well,
ex.
Well, those were actually... And
those are still accusations.
Those are still accusations, but... I mean, honestly, if
what
you're...
What was that?
Did I say accusations?
No, you kind of fucked it up.
Whatever. After all
you,
that,
you
though,
said it like how he spells it.
Probably.
Acquisitations.
Okay, acquisitations. No, I honestly, though, after seeing all those videos and everything, I wouldn't be surprised a fucking bit if any of that shit is true. Wouldn't be surprised. This guy is a fucking piece of shit. He is a fucking scumbag. And your wife is just as guilty. I am so sorry, but she tries to play the innocent shit. No, she's, if anything, she's probably worse than him or just as bad, at least. Because
she's not protecting her children.
No.
She's a scumbag.
If I fucking did, okay, I have three kids.
Yeah,
when
they talk about their son not being allowed to go to Disney World because he put shit on all over the walls,
and then
they change the story and they're like, oh, to prevent people from hearing it. No, and no, but the other thing was they're like, and then, you know, then they turned around and told their story of, oh, to prevent people from hearing about what actually he did to keep him from going to Disneyland.
Yeah,
it wasn't that incident. He could be embarrassed. I'm like,
he
what
just
did
fucking
you
ruin
run around
more.
Come all over the walls?
I mean, honestly, I have three kids of my own. And if I did that, Nicole would whoop my fucking ass. I mean,
she wouldn't be the only one.
And it's just shocking to me. And the fact that it was so publicly viewed and on YouTube, and YouTube did nothing.
Is
and they regulate so much fucking shit that is so... That's garbage. That doesn't even need to be regulated half the time. And then they let that
YouTube, when you say YouTube regulates, well, YouTube regulates based off a copyright and whether or not somebody, they think somebody's going to actually sponsor something.
Yeah.
YouTube is a fucking joke. I mean, fucking cutting content from Philip DeFranco, from anyone who talks anything about politics.
Anything because truth, it may
conflict with a sponsor's wants or needs or what they want to support. And then turning around and allowing fucking ISIS to continue to have a channel. Fuck you, YouTube. And Google, fucking wake the fuck up.
And fucking good on DeFranco for, what was it? He took off his ads for that when he first broke the story.
Oh, yeah, he took demonetized his own ads for that.
Yeah. Just so he can, like, so there was no biased opinion or anything like that. Yeah. No, good on DeFranco. Good on everybody who's stepping up. Ozzyman and who was the guy that he that was praising DeFranco? Benny something.
I forget his name, but I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, he was on it. Good on him too, man. So good on all three of those guys, man, for calling this motherfucker out.
Who else? Colbert.
Yeah, Stephen Colbert called him out.
There's a lot of people.
Yeah, good on everybody who is bringing this up and talking about it. And
best case scenario, it's abuse through ignorance and negligence.
Yeah.
You know, because they may not mean to physically harm the kids or anything like that. The thing is, like, that kind of shit can fuck you up so easily mentally for a developing mind.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I know plenty of people who have gone.
You're telling your son hitting women is, or hitting girls is bad, but your sister is different. That's the equivalent of saying, it's okay to hit family. It's okay to hit your sister. Therefore, you know, that kid in the future may turn around and go, oh, it's okay for me to hit my wife because she's family. She's different.
Or my child.
You know, it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and the fact that they're incentivized. What is it?
Incentivizing.
Thank you. The kids to get more views. How fucking petty and
I don't
just.
Think, I don't think I'll give you a really PS. Yeah.
I'll give you a PS4.
If
I'm
you
sorry,
get a million
but
views,
how,
fuck you.
But seriously, how fucking petty you are. Because his excuse was he kept on going, well, the kids wanted a YouTube channel. No, bullshit. You knew there was money in it.
The kids love YouTube.
You knew there was money in it, and you exploited it.
Yeah.
And now you're going to get, you're caught. You were caught red-handed, and you're backpedaling and everything, and you're a fucking piece of shit scumbag. And honestly, I hope they throw the fucking book at you. And your fucking wife.
PewDiePie gets fucking banned from YouTube, gets all of his fucking sponsors pulled for
that one thing.
For a bad judgment call as a joke, and it was strictly meant as a joke. It was not meant to be taken as seriously. And in all honesty, 10 years ago, nobody would have said shit about it. Guarantee it, because the fucking snowflakes out there sat there and going, this is terrible. I mean, shit, dude, you guys, you know, listeners, you've heard the shit that we say on our fucking, you know, on our fucking podcast. Jokingly, if any of us actually believed half that shit, fuck, you shouldn't listen to us. Jesus Christ. Should all be fucking getting our heads examined. But like, you know, to sit there and, you know, to do that, and I hate, like, that's the thing, I hate PewDiePie. I can't stand his content. Shouldn't say I hate him. I don't hate him as a person. I hate the stuff that he puts out.
Can't stand
his entertainment. So, but to turn around and do that to somebody like that, I mean, I used to jokingly sit there and say, I want him pulled. I fucking hope his channel dies. Now I regret saying that shit because I'm sitting there going, man, that's like, the way that it happened was so fucked off. That it's not right, but these fucking people can put this shit on fucking YouTube everywhere, and YouTube doesn't do a goddamn thing. Fuck you, YouTube. Fuck you, Google. I don't care if this fucking bans us forever on your fucking channels. You guys are so, got your heads so far up your asses for trying to get fucking some kind of monetary value from YouTube. Here's the newsflash. YouTube has never made you big money. You should have known that when you bought the fucking company. Should have done your research. Everybody could have told you that.
I just think it's just so sad.
But to be so concerned with that, to turn around and fuck people over for it.
Yeah.
And then and not monitor the bad shit that actually gets posted on there every fucking day. The actual hateful shit. Calling somebody hate speech because they spoke out against a president or against an act or against a group because they were simply another race. That's lunacy. That's violation of freedom of speech for one. That's not trying to prevent somebody from getting hurt. That's not trying to prevent, you know, a family from abusing their children. That's just fucked up. You know, you guys need to have, if you're gonna have this whole thing and have YouTube Red and have people fucking paying for content and shit, here's an idea. How about you have actual fucking people monitoring when videos get posted?
There's only
not just your piece of shit AI.
There's only a few channels and people on YouTube where I will, everything they say, I believe. I trust.
I still do my research for most
of them. I mean, a lot of them I do, but the ones I true is anybody from Rooster Teeth. I'm sorry. They never let me down. They never, what they say is,
I've heard things from Rooster Teeth where they've been caught in lies.
But they come out and
they'll admit it. And Bernie has been open about
it. I think their thing is more about not waiting and fact checking.
Right.
And that's
it's not really a lie. I wouldn't say a lie.
They'll go on a rumor instead of going with a fact.
Right.
And that's true.
But they're there immediately to back it up.
Not necessarily lying, just not getting your shit straight.
Yeah. Right. And that's absolutely
true. And they've gotten a lot better with it. I'm sorry, but Rooster Teeth, DeFranco, Ozzy Man, I mean, I'll listen to them all fucking day and I'm just cool. I mean, I don't feel like I'm watching somebody who's very dishonest, distrustful, anything like that, But the channel of Daddy of Five, I've never seen something and just been, like, outright angry. Like, this is just fucking anger coming out of me when it comes to this. Because I have kids, and I would never, like, he's like, well, they're just pranks and jokes. Okay, but your kids are scarred. Yeah. For life, physically and mentally.
You're going to give your kids crippling fucking anxiety, you know, fucking PTSD. You know, you're going to give them all kinds of bad fucking neurotic shit that they're not going to be able to fucking cope with as adults.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be pretty debilitating to them as
like I said, I prank with my kids once in a while, but it's not to the point where I'm like scarring them or beating them or anything that's abusive. Prank,
that's child abuse.
That's child abuse. That's not a joke. That's where, that's that line. And it's not even a fine line. It's not a gray line. That's a big black line that you are crossing. And you're just that dumb and ignorant to think that's okay. Like, that's just where it is. And yeah. I honestly hope they throw the book at this guy and his wife, and I hope they go to jail.
What's funny, too, is, like, they opened up in one of their videos saying that they do see a counselor, Cody sees a counselor.
Yeah, you wouldn't have to!
I'm like, maybe like he already, if you're already seeing a counselor or the kid already has to see a counselor, don't lay on more fucking mental pressures and abuse.
Yeah.
Like, kid's already going third.
You're going to fuck him up even further.
And even if he wasn't having any problems. You're going
to turn your kid into one of those kids that fucking snaps and kills somebody out of fucking anger.
Yep. Mm. And even if he didn't have problems before, now he's seeing a counselor because of you. You're the fucking problem. Like, that's where that fucking whole man, it's a mind-boggling. I cannot believe that shit is real. Like, on YouTube. Like, I can't fucking believe that shit was, like, legitimately real.
Oh, yeah. After I saw this stuff, I was like, this was allowed? Like, they just said, okay, like, this is okay. Here are your sponsors.
And even DeFranco was.
And the other thing is, like, no sponsor sat there and saw this and went, wow, what the fuck?
Even DeFranco was, like, completely dumbfounded. Like, because he only saw the first few clips. He wasn't even the one who found it. Someone else found it and told him about it. Like, have you seen this shit? Somebody sent it to him. Like, they're literally like, have you seen this shit? And then all of a sudden, he started watching it. And then, like, the next day, he was like, we dove into it more in the channel and looked at more videos. And it just got progressively worse. And I'm just like, how? How did anybody just say... Like, seriously, like, the people who are fans and are subscribed to this guy, how are they just sitting there going, no, that's cool?
Because they're as fucked up as they are.
They have to be. You have to be. It's just, okay. Seriously, I hope this guy gets fucking owned by the courts and everything. I hope he loses everything. Him and his wife. I hope they lose it all. Because you don't deserve kids. I'm sorry. Those kids deserve to be in a better home. Absolutely. And I hope to good on DeFranco, man. And I hope he hears this.
I doubt he will, but I totally support
what he did.
It's pretty rare when I have to comment on a YouTube video, and I had to when it came to that one. I was like, you know,
you commented on theirs
or DeFranco's? On DeFranco's. I was like, you know, I didn't go through nearly as much shit as a lot of other people. is like, but I have shit because of my fucking dad being an asshole, right? You know, still love the guy, you know, but, like, I know what the fuck that can do to people.
Yeah.
It's like, and that kid's getting it 30 times worse than I ever did.
And the excuse of, oh, well, this will make him tougher in such a pansy world, in a world where everything is just, you know, snowflakes, like we say, and everything like that.
Yeah, and
I'm sorry, there's other ways to toughen up your kid. That's a bullshit excuse.
You don't...
Well, just, if you ever hear us say something about, like, snowflakes and stuff, we're actually referring to people who take PC to a point of, they're offended by fucking everything. Offended by everything.
Everything, every time I hear about that, it's like the, it's that meme, it's like those memes that you see of the guy who's holding the sign and says, okay, America, what are we offended about today?
That's exactly what it gets down to. And I know people like Phil DeFranco hate that term. I think that term still holds water today. I come across it way too often, especially in advertising. I come across it. Good Lord. The amount, like, And it comes down to the fact that when I sit there and I know that things from my childhood that gave me joy and laughter, like Mel Brooks and his movies, I know for a fact today those could never be made.
Oh,
and
no.
Would never be allowed to be made. No way. Because they were risky humor and they were racial humor and it was funny.
Yeah, because they were making fun of the fact that racism and anything is stupid. It's stupid. That's that dumb.
It's so ignorant. So why not make fun of it? And, like, when people sit there and say, oh, well, that's racist. No, it's making fun of racism. You just don't get it.
Yeah, but...
You know, it's making that funny because
it
literally makes no sense. Like, why anyone would think like this?
But the mother and father using that as an excuse...
So when you're turning around and you're... But when when these guys are saying, oh, we're trying to, you know, make our kids tougher for the... You're not making your kids tougher by abusing them. You're not toughing them up for a world that is going to be a bunch of pandering, you know, pansies. You're making them pieces of shit that are going to be pieces of shit to everyone.
You want to make your kids tougher in the world, you know, you discipline them. You don't fucking beat the shit out of them.
You don't let them get away with fucking everything.
Or berate them verbally and mentally for giggles.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's sad. Just,
and you educate.
Like, when my kids
you educate them. You make sure they're as smart as they can be when they go out into the world because... The thing that's going to protect them the most is having knowledge against the idiocy that you're going to come across.
It's like when my kids do something wrong, we punish them. But when we punish them, we also explain what they did wrong. Why is it wrong?
Do you know why you're
grounded? Why are you... Do you know why
I remember having many conversations like this growing up.
Yeah, did I get
many conversations? Do you know why I spanked you?
And smack them on the ass. But mine are dogs, so I mean,
but
they already knew they were in the wrong.
Okay, so if I do that to my kids, that's abuse.
The moment your tone changed, they knew something was wrong.
Yeah.
But I mean, when my kids
instantaneously.
Oh yeah.
Right, but when my kids do something wrong,
dogs sense it.
You know, sometimes it's just what it is, man. You just let them know this is why you did what you did was wrong. This is why. But you're still caring. You're still loving. That's going to make them stronger. This bullshit of letting them get beat up amongst their own family. Let them...
Well, here's the thing. Like I understand. Like, kids are going to be kids when they're around each other. Your brother, your older brother's going to beat up on the younger brothers are going to be pieces of shit towards their older siblings to get back at them. You know, I was a total terrible human being. I'll admit this. I was a horrible human being to my sister. I have apologized to her probably about 60 times since I've been an adult because of the amount of times I remembered how bad I was as a person, like as a child. But I mean, you know what? When I was growing up, I got spanked regularly. I got punished regularly for it. My parents wouldn't sit back, would never have sat back and let me do anything to my sister like that.
Yeah.
I mean, fuck, dad had ever seen me raise a hand to my sister, my life probably would have been over. Before I even knew it.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And of course, say that metaphorically. But, you know, at the same time, it's like, I wouldn't, you know, there's no way he would have encouraged behavior like that.
Yeah.
Whereas these parents encourage their kids to literally beat the shit out of
each
other.
And the fact that Cody, the youngest, was crying and telling him, and the mom was literally making fun of him while he was doing it. Oh, you just can't take a joke. Why do you got to be a butthole? Really? That's your way of
parenting?
Don't
be concerned with your kid's feelings or anything.
Yeah, no, fuck you. Right? I mean, seriously, my parents were both military.
Yeah.
And, you know, if I fucked up, Man, I knew it. I remember it.
Your kids are going to toughen up on their own. They're not going to need their parents to do that. They're going to realize the rest of the world sucks.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're going to figure that out pretty quick.
The rest of the world sucks. You don't need to go home and have that world still be there. That's the thing. When you go home and you're around your family and your parents, that's your escape.
Yeah, Donald Trump is in the White House. He doesn't need to be in your fucking house.
But no, good on DeFranco and good on everybody who's called us these piece of shit parents.
I hope that something good comes from it, and I hope the kids get the help they actually do need, and that somebody actually steps in and is like, okay, this is a situation that's clearly gone out of control, and clearly we need to have child services step in and say,
CPS will actually do an investigation.
Yeah, this time. And there needs the parents cannot get away with it. There needs to be accountability. And they need to... I'm sorry. I cannot see anything less than getting the book thrown at you and you two are in jail.
I can't see this thing continuing on like this without, like, lawyers getting to look at it and be like, wow. So something's got
to
be done.
From what it sounds like, it's dangerously close to that.
It wouldn't surprise me.
I wouldn't either. And honestly, if you...
Sitting there and claiming it's fake, unless you have...
That makes it worse.
Unless you have... physical evidence. Here's the thing. Unless you have physical evidence that shows that you have magically changed these kids into midget stuntmen.
Or actors. What did he say? I didn't know.
Oh, yeah. He's like, our little Cody's an actor. I'm like, an actor? I'm calling bullshit on that, too.
Yeah, like, he's going to grow up to be an actor. No, he's going to grow up and have problems.
Yeah, he overacts on that. I'm like,
yeah. Did you see the bruises on that kid's arm?
No.
Oh, it's horrific.
Honestly, I'm more concerned about his fucking mental health than
his physical health. But no, there was bruises all over his arm. Especially when, what was it, the dad went like this? Because he touched the fucking keyboard?
Yeah.
I would have fucking... Dude, like, if I was in that house, I would have been
And a lot of people were just like, oh, he just shoot him away. I'm like, watch that again. I'm like, away is a quick tap. Like, hey, dude, knock it off. Get off the keyboard.
And then send it to his room and keep doing it.
You know, fucking taking your fist... and hitting it down on his arm. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Let's talk about something happier.
Really quick to get this out of the way. I already mentioned this to Miles. It's something that I'm pretty excited for. And a lot of viewers won't be. Xbox One
is getting... sending a fleet to Korea.
We are, personally?
Yes.
Yes, the Geek Out Heroes are declaring war on North Korea.
We're pretty optimistic about our chances.
We played a lot of Command & Conquer, so I figured we could do this.
We figure they're using most...
Declare war of StarCraft 2.
Yeah.
We figure they're using most of their nukes with nerfs.
So, I can mop that game, so, I mean, that could take a
while. We can probably take them. No, the Xbox One has... there's an update now that's been out apparently for a while for their operating system that will allow for automatic bitstream for movies, which is great. It'll actually let anyone who owns Blu-ray, you know, who uses Blu-ray or UHDs, hell, even DVDs, you'll actually be able to use the capabilities of the sound that it can put out, which would be Dolby, DTS, Dolby Atmos, which is the newest stuff, and DTSX. This is great because that means the Xbox will no longer have to process that shit to put it out to your sound system. If you have a really good sound system, your sound system will finally be able to do its job, and the Xbox won't have to use its own language to translate that, because it doesn't always work out that great. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's kind of shitty. And I've noticed this on both the PlayStation 4 and the Xbox, so it'll be nice to have that on the Xbox. Anyways, that's for the video audio files out there, I guess.
Oh, that Friday the 13th game got a release date.
Did it?
Yeah, May 26th.
Mm-hmm.
That should be fun for all of us.
I've been following it for a while now. Hopefully it looks a
lot better than the last time I saw it.
It looks like shit the last few times.
Yeah, it looked better, I thought.
They've upgraded a little bit of it.
It's
to be honest, I'm looking more...
I would say the graphics are still probably at 360 level.
Yeah, I'm not.
Okay. I'm looking more forward to the other one.
The one that Rooster Teeth's been playing.
Yeah.
I probably won't pick it Friday the 13th if it stays within the $20 range.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
But if it goes beyond that, that's not worth the purchase. The only other reason why I did is because I'm a huge Kane Hodder fan, and he went in doing all the movements for Jason. That's cool to actually have Jason do the movements for Jason.
Yeah. It still could be a fun.
And they had the original
Evolve pissed me off.
So. Music director of the first five Friday the 13th game movies.
Were you that
to do
bad
the
at it?
Music for the game.
What
is he that bad at?
I think we only actually. It kept putting us against silver ranked monsters.
Yeah. Oh, evolved. So yeah,
we were fucked. Every single time.
Yeah. Because monsters were like bronze elites, and like every time we had to face off against the silver. Yeah. We were clearly outclassed because the person knew the fucking maps, know what to do. We were like,
no, I held my own. It's just that I don't know. It took forever to get a game going. And then our fourth teammate was always
a moron.
Yeah,
that was me. I'm sorry.
It took forever.
No, you could have been this bad.
Yeah. I held my own. It's just
one match we're playing. The dude just takes off on his own, and one can't figure out why he kept dying.
Yeah.
He got trapped like 3 times within less than 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. I was like, what are you doing?
Are you an AI trying to learn how to play the game?
No, like I said, I could hold my own. It's just the games took forever to load.
We got to get you into some private games.
Yeah.
That way you get the hang of it. And
It's a fun game to jump on now and then.
I'm looking forward to the new Grand Theft Auto mini
races.
Oh my god, that's going to be fun. It's all it's micro machines, dude. It's old school micro machine game
with weapons,
with power ups. Well, I think the old ones had, didn't it? But the original did. But yeah, no, I'm looking forward to playing that. The new stunt, the special stunt racing, that shit was fun.
Yeah, it was kind
of
fun.
It's a blast to play. I've been playing a lot of that.
Although not a whole lot of not a whole lot of opportunity on a lot of those tracks to pass.
You know,
so you have to rely on people to fuck up really bad.
And there's times. Yeah. And it's pretty fucking fun.
I got the perfect boost on that very first race.
That shit was fucking
hilarious. I got spun around like 8 goddamn times and wound up like second to last.
Actually, the best one is when you and me being both
spun around, though, isn't a perfect boost. That's usually a bad thing.
No. I was in traffic, and I just got
fucking hammered. Okay.
Yeah, the best one was that me and him were next to each other, and we both got perfect boost, but the people in front of us didn't move. So we slammed into it, and our cars went like that.
Yeah, that's why they have a lot of some of the races. Every now and then, you'll come across one where it's like you can't hit each other.
Those are just kind of boring, though.
But you can't, like some of them have been set up where you can't hit each other at the start, and you can hit each other like after like a certain.
Yeah, I haven't come across that one yet. But no, the newer stuff. Rockstar, give it to them, man. They're keeping Grand Theft Auto Online alive.
Like, they have to, because Red Dead Redemption isn't coming out until the end of the year.
Yeah, that too.
So, like, all right.
I'm really curious about how that online's going to be. That could be fun, too. Because we played the one on the 360 a lot, you and me. You, me, and Little
Show. Yeah, it was all right.
We had fun.
Unless I don't keep getting wrecked by Chuck Norris again, I'll be happy.
Fucking Texas Rangers showing up.
It was fun, though. It's fun. And then, did we talk about Battlefront 2? Because that was the day after the podcast, right?
We talked a little bit about it, and then
the teaser. We didn't see the.
We didn't talk about the full game. So the single player has been confirmed.
Yeah, the full trailer was nice to see.
We still haven't seen gameplay yet, though.
No, yep. I don't know when they play
it. E3 probably.
Yeah,
we've seen footage produced by the engine.
That fucking
on
meme?
A PC.
Was that you who posted that meme? Or was that Josiah about the one about, I didn't know special forces were showing up?
Yeah.
And we wouldn't have been here if you guys could handle killing teddy bears.
Yeah. Killing a bunch of bears with sticks and rocks.
But, no, it looks better than the other one. I mean, story. Thank God there's a story.
Yeah, I mean,
it's the whole universe.
It's got a storyline, so instantly already better, but...
And it's canon.
It's still not gonna...
Which is weird.
Why?
I don't know. It's kind of weird. I'm surprised they went that way.
It's after all the legends.
That's true. That's a good point.
So, anything from here on out can be canon.
That's true. Yeah, but it looks cool.
Unlike Star Trek, Star Wars had to reset their universe because, they couldn't come up with a creative way to stop that.
Right.
They released the track list for Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Yep.
When's that going to be on Spotify?
It's already on Spotify.
Yep. Oh, it is?
I've been listening to it for like the last 2 days.
And
I think it officially got released
overall,
today.
Overall, it's like Miles and I agree.
Is it better than the first one?
No. Not even close.
No.
Okay. First one's far better.
It's still a good lineup. It's just not nearly as iconic.
Yeah.
More 80s?
No.
More 70s?
It's a good gap between all the music. I mean, I think there's one 80s song in there. Flashlights in there. I think that was like 81, right? Somewhere around there. I apologize if I'm wrong.
I have to look.
So
it's not as good as the first soundtrack, huh?
No. It's still good. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see where they place the songs. Miles and I both like think one song's seems way out of place on the soundtrack list.
Lakeshore Drive.
But it'll be interesting to see where they place that in the movie.
If they place it in the movie too.
Every song in the movie.
Oh really?
Assuming it's not a credit song.
That's possible too.
Yeah.
I'm betting on Mr. Blue Sky being the opening though.
Yeah, you keep saying that. I still think it's going to be...
I associate that song with that Doctor Who episode.
I still think it's going to be the Chain.
A depressing one.
I don't know. Chain feels more transition-esque to me.
And I get that. I get what you're saying. And the only reason I say I think it's going to be the Chain is because I think it's going to start out with... I could see that being like a ship, like a song playing in the ship while they're having dialogue.
You're not going to be here for that. Because that comes out the day you leave.
May 5th.
That sucks.
Too bad we'll have to go on May 4th when it actually shows up in theaters.
That's true. Yeah, we're going to go on.
It could be Miles' last movie.
Miles? You down?
Yeah.
Swift.
Why are you so trying to hold his hand, Loach?
I don't have to wait on the Packers any longer.
That's how he lulls people.
So that'd be nice. I'm going to miss it.
He lulls him to the basement.
You guys heard this up?
I got shit to watch.
I'm going to miss him.
I'm going to miss him.
Still can talk to him online. Who the hell knows what he's saying?
Have we got a release date for Rick and Morty yet?
No. Nope.
God damn it.
Because you just brought it up, they're listening to the podcast, they're going to be like, fuck these guys.
Yeah, the one time. Another month.
Trying to think of what else has been...
Rick and Morty mods for Grand Theft Auto had me cracking up, though.
Yeah,
fucking
there wasn't Beast really a lot there, this dude. Week, was there?
This week, I did play another game.
Not much, yeah.
While it was on sale, went ahead and picked up Power Rangers Mega Battle, which is a very arcade game. It plays a lot like Turtles in Time. It's a couch co-op, and it was $15. It was on sale for $10. I thought it was totally worth it. If you want to go back to the good old Super Nintendo beat 'em up days with a friend, have fun.
Oh, there's going to be there's supposedly an SNES classic that's going to be coming out.
Yep.
I saw that, yeah.
Hopefully Nintendo won't fuck everybody over with this one.
Oh, that's cute, but they will.
They're only going to make like 100 units.
Today, Call of Duty has officially announced that they're going back to World War II. They're going back to their roots.
They officially announced it after it was already announced like 4 weeks ago?
Yeah, they said it was officially announced today. And that they're going to have a gameplay and trailer reveal.
I think they just saw how well Battlefield 1 went. Mm-hmm. They're like, we need to go back to older weapons and vehicles.
And not that space age shit.
Well, what's funny is they talked about the fact that, like, oh, well, the game actually was in development 2 years prior to Battlefield 1 being released.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, that doesn't mean a whole lot. You probably anticipated the amount of backlash you were going to get from Infinite because when Infinite War first debuted, the first trailer, which was around that time when you started development on the new game, a lot of fans were like, fuck this shit. This looks fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Was it the first Advanced Warfare? They claimed that they put 7 years of research into it. Bullshit.
Let's just jump now. Vargo's slowly dying over here.
Yeah, listeners, I apologize. My voice starts to go out. I'm still going through laryngitis, and I have a shit ton of like congestion in my lungs still.
It's from working on those coconut mines.
It's the fucking nougat.
It's not fields. The flavor, it's the texture.
It's the fucking nougat. I'm telling you, it's the nougat fields. It's the goddamn dust that comes off of those, man. It's fucking awful. I mean, it gets all sticky and stuck in your throat. It's really terrible.
Oh, God, I don't want
to finish this. I go to the coconut mines just for relief. You know? You suck down a couple of coconut, gallons of coconut juice.
Oh.
You gotta fondle him and move him around a little bit.
All I can think of is that episode in the show The Ranch. Oh. And he's all, it's almond milk. Show me the tit on an almond. What? There's coconut water? Now you're just making shit up.
By the way, that was announced. The Ranch starts again on June 16th.
Nice. Season 3.
Still gonna be on Netflix?
Yep.
It's a Netflix. I won't watch it.
I like that show.
Oh, that show. Speaking of which, Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Yes!
I binge-watched through all 12 episodes.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
When you say binge-watch, does that include when you passed out to it?
Yeah, I'd pick it back up once I
woke
up the next day. Thing is since
Felicia Day's in an episode, that was enough to make me go, fuck.
She's one of the main characters.
I know.
She's actually the one who does all the... She's the bad guy. She's the baddie in this one.
So I want to watch the entire thing now.
Yeah. She's the baddie. But they brought... Oh, man. Go.
I'm so excited. Netflix for knowing my weakness.
I'm actually really excited for this.
Binge watched it. Super entertaining. I mean, there's not always hilarious episodes.
Hmm? You binge watched it super what?
Super entertaining.
Okay. When you said it really quickly, and it sounded like you said super sane. I was like, what the fuck?
This show is so good!
Fucking Dragon Ball Z over here. Hair goes all blue.
Just combust.
Sorry for incinerating your basement.
Mystery Science Theater!
Comic.
But no, definitely worth watching. Yes. You know, it gives you a reason to watch shit movies with some funny commentary.
Never do that for you listeners. Ever.
There's a lot of new stuff that they do with Crow and Servo during the movies. And there's a lot of different ways to make fun of the movies now, so it takes getting used to. It's kind of funny, though. You see Servo start floating around and shit. It's pretty funny.
Thing is
in the theater?
Yeah.
They've done that a few times in the old ones.
Yeah, but they do it a lot more in the new ones. It's a little bit more. Yeah. Like, it happens like 2-3 times over.
Thing is, since it's technically a show, right, Netflix reads it as such. So if I fall asleep to a movie...
You'll wake up to like three
I'll wake up
more
like
movies.
Two movies later. Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, God damn.
They even have like these like little like fake commercial breaks in between it.
Yeah.
The Moon Channel, Moon 13. No, it's actually on par. I don't think it's as good as the original. The new guy takes a little getting used to. Jonah. But I like him. He's pretty
same
funny.
Same kind of theme song?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little bit more updated.
I would hope so.
What makes it still hit that mark like it did, like the originals did, is because of the new jokes, and you're still understanding them because they're a little bit more modern and everything like that.
Oh, yeah.
So it's still pretty funny. They can get a little bit more. I feel like they can kind of push it a little bit more with what they say, and sometimes.
Yeah, you gotta watch out, you know, for that PC rating.
But it's PC still 13. A lot of fun. My favorite one though is still the hunting one that they were making fun of.
Oh yeah.
And the kid was wearing that red pajama suit and they started breaking out and singing Tricky by Run DMC. That shit was fucking hysterical.
Yeah, Wilderness Calls or some shit.
Wilderness something. The movies are pretty. There's one with Hasselhoff. Star or something.
The movies are pretty. Yeah. Star Crash. Yeah,
Star Crash or something like that.
But some are far better than others.
Yeah.
But they're all pretty.
They're all pretty.
Fucking Felicia Day's always pretty.
Fuck yeah. They also brought back the original, the lady, the baddie from...
Her grandma.
Yeah. It's her grandmother. And then, what's his name? Oswald Patton? Patton Oswald. I keep getting it mixed up.
It's a caller ID every time he bugs you at night.
Right. He's in it. Fucking prick. When are you leaving again? When are you leaving?
That guy and that guy, Bond James.
He always starts with Bond. Is there really anything else?
I only got his one last review, and that's all I've got.
What's that on?
So, listeners, I went ahead and listened to a audio drama, kind of like a radio show kind of thing going on, a radio book. Radio book. Radio show, radio story.
Radio.
Like a radio, like a serial?
Yeah, like a killer, yeah.
You just said radio.
Did I say radio?
Yeah, you said like a radio serial.
Sorry.
The fuck is that?
Whatever.
Cool. This week on the Mechanic Heroes.
The Mechanic Killer.
So listeners, like, kind of job I have, I go through about one book a week, audio book. And the one I did this week was Monster 1983. It was written by Ramon Weber. Annette
if you're wondering what he does, he's a high-speed traffic cop.
Yep. Slows me down.
What the fuck?
Motorcycle cop reading a fucking book.
Alright, we're done.
That'd be so fucking funny. Do you know why I pulled you over? Hang on, this is a good part. Alright, you haven't answered me yet. call it in. Driver's being uncooperative. May have to bring him in.
Okay. I'm done.
You're done.
So Dulé Hill's gonna be in, I'm guessing, his own movie called Slight. Some sort of
We're gonna ignore it.
Hard action.
We're just gonna ignore that it ever happened. We're gonna move past it. Dulé Hill just needs to do his own thing, but it's just not.
While you're listening, it's
not hardcore.
Go ahead hard to and look up the tap video dancing of the trailer for Hitman's Bodyguard.
It's Tapman, the gangster years.
Magic Head.
I think we already talked about that though.
No, what? But they're gonna go ahead and watch the trailer while they're listening to us talk. So
what? Hitman's Bodyguard.
Oh.
That movie's gonna be great.
Yeah, I cut that out from last week because it's just adding too much time.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay, it looks funny. Go watch it. Watch the trailer.
Yep. We've gone long enough. Listeners, thank you for listening,
listening to us.
It'd be great if you guys could go on Facebook. We'd love to hear from you. Please go on Facebook. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on podbean.com if you don't like iTunes. If you do like iTunes, subscribe to us on iTunes. This is Vargo.
Miles.
Anderson.
This is Loach. Keep on geeking on.
And we're out.
A boat came towards me, a flimsy disguise. Covered the devil who sang from a song sheet of how modern life's a bore. In his choir boy's attire, he sang me the life to which good girls aspire. Where men in white coats give us pills to tame the horses that stamp on our floors, and pills for when the horses have bolted out the door. It's hard to explain, I don't like hanging on to reins in my hands all the time. I'm running out of trails, warm paths don't lead to where I need to get to every time. She moves in secret ways, and there is grace and poise, perfection when she takes the helm. She moves in secret ways.
Overall, a pretty good podcast.
Yeah, better than we're
except for the fact where I had a hockaloogie. I apologize for that. I literally had fucking mucus on my throat.
I can tell there's a lot of stuff I'm going to have to chop suey.
Fuck that. We're not getting an award for best editing.
Not with that attitude.